Welcome to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I'm Dr. Dave. Dr. D the V, of course, that Dr. D the V refers to Dr. Dave the Vegan, because I am the Vegan. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And I welcome you. I've got so much to share with you today. We got to jump right in. Before I jump in, though, I want to welcome all of my new listeners. It just seems like for some reason, I don't know why, but things have been going crazy lately. I'm gaining a lot of new followers and friends, and I love it. I love you, and whether you're a brand new listener or a listener that's been with me for quite some time, I consider you my friend, and I'm so glad to have you here. A lot of really cool things going on. One thing, if you have enrolled in my goals course, man, I really hope you got something out of it. It's a two-part course, and I put it online about 3 weeks ago or so, something like that, at the time I'm recording this now, and we've just have had so many people come through this course so far. It's been unbelievable. Yeah, I pretty much have changed my life, the way I live my life, based on the way I have created goals for myself over many, many years, and I pretty much shared everything I know. Well, basically everything I know about goals in a two-part lesson that's online. If you want to know how to get to it, if you have not gotten there yet, if you want to know how to get to it, just take a look at the show notes from this episode. By the way, as you probably know, every single episode I do, every single podcast episode, we have written show notes that go along with it. So if I mention something, Danielle tries to throw a picture up, if she tries to throw a link up to anything we're doing. So it always pays, if you can, to go to davidmatto.com and then follow along with the show notes. Now, I will tell you this. She usually gets them up within 24 hours of this release. So if you're listening to it like the second this comes out, or maybe the same day it comes out, the show notes might not be up. But generally, within 24 hours, they're there. So keep checking back if you don't see them. That's davidmatto.com. DavidMadow. As I've always said, if you know how to spell my name, then you can find me online anywhere. I've got a great Facebook group going now too. It's been amazing. You guys have been just really, really cool and active, and we're really sharing a lot of great advice and just positivity. If you want to get there and join us, we'd love to have you there. Simply go to superchargehangout.com. It is a Facebook group, but I set up a real easy redirect, so you don't have to remember how to get there through Facebook. It's you just have to use this one time, and then you're going to be there. Superchargehangout.com. It'll redirect you right to the Facebook group. I will let you in as long as you don't look suspicious, and you'll be having a great time with us. So I want to share a few things with you now. I'm actually, as I'm recording this, you may hear some water in the background. Now, I know Rory, my producer, makes it a point to play this really cool, relaxing, like spa-type music in the background, and I hope it's not competing with this wonderful river that I'm standing on the bank of this river. Right now I'm in Zion National Park, and it's just beautiful. It's the first time I've ever been here in Utah, Zion National Park. And the reason I'm here, Yoko's my wife, if you don't know, we took a little extended trip. I was working all last week in Las Vegas. I had my annual convention there, and it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of just, It's just tiring. There's a lot going on when you have 1,500 people that you have to take care of and make sure they have the best 2 days of their lives. So after that, Yoko made some reservations out west here. We stayed out west, and we were in Bryce Canyon yesterday and the day before. And now we're in Zion. We're going to do some hiking tomorrow and the next day. It's just gorgeous. And I've got to be honest with you. We just got here, and we're at a kind of a B&B right outside of the park. And I'm not sure of the name of this river that goes through. I have to research that. Maybe Danielle can look it up and then put it on the show notes. It's not all that important, but it's a beautiful river, and I'm just kind of overlooking this beautiful, beautiful canyon and rock formation. It's just, you know, if you get a chance to travel, I'm going to really encourage you to visit some of our incredible national parks all over the country. I mean, I've been to Grand Canyon National Park just so many times, and I've done extensive backpacking through the backcountry there. And I don't have a whole lot of experience with other national parks, but Yoko is kind of like turning me on to a lot more. And it's just, it's really amazing the beauty that surrounds us here in North America, in the U.S. And if you're from somewhere else on the planet, I mean, I know you have your beauty too. I mean, I've been throughout a lot of Japan, and there's a ton of just beauty there. We've hiked Mount Fuji. But I guess my point is, get out and enjoy nature. I've been telling you this a lot lately, that I you know, that's one of the reasons I don't really go to a gym, and I don't exercise on a treadmill or an elliptical machine or a stair stepper. I'd like to have my feet planted on the earth, on soil, on even on a street, just the way they are right now. I mean, I'm touching the earth, and you can feel it. And when you're one, when you become one with nature, there really is a special feeling, and as opposed to being inside an artificial gym doing your workout, I don't get that. I mean, I know sometimes maybe the weather's bad and you have to do it indoors. That's okay, but I don't even belong to a gym anymore. I love being outside. And yesterday, Yoko and I did a really nice, decent hike in Bryce Canyon. Really beautiful. A couple days before that, after my convention was over in Las Vegas, we ran the Rock and Roll Half Marathon, which starts around 5 p.m., so it's dark, and they run us all down the strip. It's just amazing. They basically close off Las Vegas. Can you imagine that? Closing off Las Vegas for an evening. So 40,000 runners can run through the streets of beautiful Las Vegas, the Strip, and downtown, and different parts. It's just, it's amazing. So, yeah, I love being outdoors, as you can tell. Now, a common question I'm getting these days, it's really funny, because I put something up, I think, in my Facebook group, the Supercharge Hangout, which, by the way, again, superchargehangout.com. I asked people what they're going to do, what their goals are for next year, to make next year their best year ever. Like, what it is they want to accomplish. And it seems like the most common question, the most common response I'm getting, it's not a question, it's a response. The most common response I'm getting to, what do you want to do? What are your goals? What do you really want to achieve next year? People are saying they want to lose weight. They want to exercise more. They want to lose weight. But lose weight seems to be like the most common answer. And I'm going to share some things with you right now on this episode about losing weight. Now, maybe you don't need to lose weight, but even if you don't need to, listen, because I'm going to share some really important concepts, principles, and tips and secrets as well. First of all, congratulations! Anybody that even can say, okay, this is going to be the year. Next year, this is going to be the year that I'm going to lose weight. Congratulations, because it's a start. It's a start. And what I want to say to you is, don't get intimidated. There's just so many gurus out there that are telling you what to do, how to exercise, what to eat. I will tell you this. Weight loss is generally a combination of the two. It's a combination of moving your body and putting the proper foods or fuel into your body. Now, some people say you can do one without the other. Like, in other words, some people say, well, yeah, if you go out and run a marathon every day, you can eat anything you want and you're still going to lose weight. Well, I don't know if that's true. First of all, I would never want to run a marathon every day. It'll kill your body. As a matter of fact, after we ran this half marathon this past weekend in Las Vegas, the Rock and Roll Half Marathon, I kind of said to myself that, you know, I think I've had it with full marathons for a while. I just think they're really, really taxing on my body. Maybe some people can run them and not have them be as taxing, but running 26 miles is really, really far. It's really far. And I don't think I've ever run a marathon and then right afterwards I just feel like, hey, I can go out and do anything I want. It's just, you know, you're always tired, you feel sore. But a half marathon is different because I can generally run a half marathon, I think, probably any day. And it doesn't really, what's the word I'm looking for? It doesn't really change the rest of my day. Like, I can run a half marathon and then I can go about my business and I could go to work, I could do anything. It's 13.1 miles. I mean, that's a lot, but it's not going to kill my day as opposed to a marathon, which I just have to be in bed resting or in a hot tub or something for hours and hours after running a marathon. They're tough on your body. So I think for the foreseeable future, I'm going to stick to half marathon as my longest distance. Now, that does not mean I'm going to run a half marathon every week or even every month, but when I register for a race or when I go out and do a run, I think 13.1 miles is going to be like my longest. I just don't feel the need right now at this point in my life to be doing anything longer than that. In fact, you know, I'm honestly not so sure how healthy it is to be running marathons. I think running 26 miles or even run walking, which is what I do, I combine the two, I just think it might be too much. That's my gut feeling. I've been running for 40 years now, roughly 40 years. Yeah, 40 years. And I developed these gut feelings, and I just think 26.2 miles is probably too much for my body. I still am a tremendous fan of the Magic Four. So don't feel that you've got to go out in there and run a half marathon. Don't even feel that way. My Magic Four is still the best. And if you get out there and can move your body and walk 4 miles every single day or as close to it as you can, you're doing great. Trust me. Now, when I say as close to it as you can, because I want to touch on something. We'll get back to weight loss and goals for next year. But I want to emphasize a few things to you right now. You know, I want you just to do the best you can. You don't have to excel at anything. I'll tell you something. I don't think I excel at anything. I really don't. I ski. I run. I backpack. I climb. What else do I do? I do a lot of things. But I can't say that I'm an expert at any of these. I'm good. And I'm good enough. I'm good enough. When I get out on the mountain and I ski, I'm good enough. I do what I want to do. And am I one of the best skiers on the mountain? No. Am I one of those guys that's jumping off cliffs and going fast down double blacks like blindfolded? No. But you know something? I have a great time and I'm pretty darn good. And I just feel like I'm good enough. So I want to stress this. Whatever you do, whatever you're going to do, just do your best. Do your best. Don't feel like you're competing with anybody else. Don't look at other people and see how they're doing and if you're not doing as well, if you're not losing as much weight, if you're not as fast. Don't let it get you down. Do your best. Just do the best that you can for you. It's different for everybody. Some people go hog wild and they want to lose all the weight they can within a month. But others want to take their time and have a plan and map it out. And that's okay too. As long as you're going in the right direction, as long as you know where you want to go and you're taking the steps to get there, you're doing fine. You're doing great. I can't emphasize this enough. Just do your best. That's all you need to do. Do your best. Don't beat yourself up over something that maybe you're not doing what you think you should be doing. Don't beat yourself up. Don't go crazy. Don't lose sleep. Don't get depressed. Don't get upset. Just do your best. If you miss a day, that's okay. The sun's going to rise tomorrow. It's all right. It's okay. And let me tell you something else. I believe you can do almost anything, no matter what anybody else tells you. You can do it. Yeah, you can. You can do it. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to use this past election as an analogy. Now, I want to tell you, I want to make it very clear, I'm not a political pundit. I'm not a commentator. I'm certainly not a politician. And I'm not a political expert in any way, shape, or form. And nor do I get political on my show. And I never even tell people who you should vote for, who I vote for, because I don't want this to turn political ever. But I will share something with you that I think is a pretty cool analogy to prove to you that you can pretty much do whatever you want against all odds, because this last election that just was at the time I'm recording this, it was about a week and a half ago or so. Guess what? Everybody thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win. When you went on the websites, when you looked at the polls, when you looked at the map of the electoral college, and you know, and the votes the states that the experts thought were going to win, that Hillary was going to win in. And when you looked at the maps and you looked at everything, it looked like it was almost impossible for Trump to win. That's what everybody said. And everybody went into this thinking that they're going to wake up the next morning, and whether they were for her or not, most people thought that Hillary was going to be the next president. And Hillary, I think even, I have to say this, I think she got a little cocky and just felt that this was so wrapped up. It was pretty much a no-brainer for her. It was done. That's what everybody was saying. But guess what? Everybody was wrong. People said it was impossible for Trump to win. If you watched the news or read the papers leading up to the election, these experts, the biggest experts in the world, the pollsters and all these people that have the statistics and the calculations and are coming up with the odds, pretty much every one of them said it's going to be almost impossible for Trump to win. Almost impossible. In fact, some said it was basically impossible. But it was funny. I was in Las Vegas the evening of the election. I was working, and I was at a dinner, and I remember they had a TV. It was a restaurant. They had a TV overhead, and I'm watching this TV, and I'm looking online, and they have the odds makers, not in the U.S., because I think it's illegal to bet on the election in the U.S., but the odds makers may be from England or from another country. And of course, at the very beginning, the odds makers were saying it was pretty much Hillary. It was a wrap for Hillary. But as the evening was getting, as it was getting later and later into the evening, the odds were switching really quickly to Trump. Like within a matter of hours, it went from Hillary was like a lock to it looks like Trump's going to win this thing against all odds, against what every single expert said. So what's the analogy here? I don't care what other people think I can do. It doesn't matter what other people say you can do or cannot do. You are your own person and you make your own odds. And guess what? I think you can do practically anything you set out to do in your life. I swear that's the truth. Within reason, we can all do practically anything we want in life. So I want you to take a look at what you want to accomplish in 2017. Write your goals down. What do you want to do? If you need help with this, if you have not enrolled in my goals course yet, I highly recommend you take a look right now. I do not have the website in front of me. I wish I remembered it, but I don't remember it. So I'm going to ask Danielle to please just, Danielle, let's put the website up on the show notes. It'll be very easy to get to. Go to davidmatto.com and look under this episode. You'll be very, very clear, and we'll put and you'll just click right to it and take a look. And if you think it's for you, go ahead and take the course. It's a really fun, easy course. As of right now, it's two parts, but I might add a third part to it. But between now and then, by the time you get to it, there might be a third part. I'm not sure yet. So even if it's not, don't worry. It's a great course that can really, really change your life. I promise you. And again, remember, please, just do your best. You can do it. I think Trump's people were telling him, probably, look, prepare Prepare for the fact that you're going to wake up the next morning and you're not going to be president-elect. Prepare for that. But guess what? It happened the other way around. Every expert was wrong. They're wrong. And I've shared with you, and I even shared with you in my goals course, things that I've overcome incredible odds with, including experts telling me that there's no way I could do something. I'll share this with you if you take the course. Absolute experts that I paid a lot of money to, they wasted my time because they said, Dave, there's no way you can accomplish this. There's no way at all. And I said pretty much, screw it. I'm on my own. I'm going to do it. I'm going to accomplish this. And guess what? I did it. Against all odds. I did it. I know you can. I've got faith in you. Oh, you'll do it. Oh, trust me. Trust me, you'll do it. And I want you to let me know, too. Please keep in touch with me. And just let me know. Let me know what you've accomplished and how you can go against all the odds and achieve what you want to do. I'm Dr. Dave. I'll see you next week. Yeah, I'll be here. I promise you, I'll be here. Love you.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.